All right, I want to welcome everybody to the Versus Podcast. And I still forget to see which episode we are on, but I do know what we are talking about. We are breaking down the Versus Season 2 opener, Gucci Mane versus Jeezy. And to help me break down this epic event, I got two of my favorite people. I'm going to always start with ladies first. To introduce yourself.
Hey guys, it's your girl King Queen. Yes, I am Team Gucci, 1017 Big Brick Squad over here.
Burr. All right, this is your boy Scotty the Cura, New York City native, Wilmington, North Carolina resident. And I didn't really have a dog in this fight. I was just here to be entertained for this because this was epic.
Yeah, and your host, the Inquisitor Monta Lewis, T-I-M-O-L-T. And what we're going to do is we're going to just kind of go through, you know, round one through, technically 25. I mean, 25 really didn't count, but we'll get to that.
I literally lost count of the songs because it was just so much happening.
There was a lot happening.
I loved it though.
So to start it off, so Gucci set it off with, I tell you how old and naive I am. I thought he made this song for the verses because it was so perfect. He started off with his round one song, which ironically it was this Jeezy and Coach K, which Coach K and P was on his side during the verses. So that's interesting. And Jeezy started off with his intro from one of his, mixtapes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how did y'all score that?
I really didn't score the first round because I felt like they were both kind of just like, I don't know. The first round to me was kind of just tie-ish because we were all so anxious just to hear what they were coming out with. Like, just so anxious to see how they started off. And I just felt like the beginning was just their kind of like their gut puncher. Okay, this is how we, like, it was a tone setter for me. So for me, it was a tie because I couldn't really choose between the two songs.
Okay.
So in my list, I literally have that as new song for Gucci because I'd never heard the song before. I mean, it seemed tailored for the first round of the verses, and he just came out with that energy. And you know, Jeezy, grown ass man, that's what I have that as. That's what I wrote that down as. And you know, Gucci came out with the energy on that, so I had to give that to him.
Yeah, I also gave that to Gucci as well. Like I said, yeah, I thought he made that song for the verses. I just found out later, like when looking it up, I thought, oh, this is like this is a older song, and it's you could kind of tell it was a diss track, but I didn't. He went in, he on the full song, he calls out Slick Puller, which I don't think he's no longer with Jeezy anymore. He calls out a lot of people. Yeah, so after listening to the song, I like the energy. I like the way it's set off, so I went with Gucci on that one as well. And then so round two, Gucci started off with Bench Warmers, and then Jeezy followed up with Trap or Die. How did y'all feel about that?
I gave that one. I gave a perp by the pound, man. Like, I had to give that one to Jeezy because then, like, all right, I get starting off with the diss track, but then, like, doubling down and going back to it, like, I thought that was that could have been saved for later on.
It's audio, so not mixed. I went with Jeezy, I think more so just out of familiarity. Like, I was more familiar with Trap or Die than the Gucci song Bench Warmers. So I definitely went with Trap or Die. And I was just trying to oh, there we go. And so what did you think of round two with Bench Warmers and Trap or Die?
Trap or Die definitely won that one.
Okay, so you got Jeezy.
Yeah.
I think so. Everybody got Jeezy on that. And then so round three, I Think I Love Her by Gucci and Jeezy, Standing Ovation.
I Think I Love Her. That's definitely one.
I have that written down as Susie.
Yeah, well, yes, that's what everybody would call it.
yeah, I have that. But I did give it the Standing Ovation, though. Like, both songs were hard, but, I mean, I don't know. I guess you can call it bias. I have more memories with Standing Ovation.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of
where I was at with it, too. Like, I know both. See, this is the thing for me. I'm fans of both. I'm Gucci, then I am Jeezy. But when it came to the songs, like, where they were playing, I definitely had more memories with I Think I Love Her. I actually still listen, like, that song still, I still play that song. Like, I love that song. So I think I was kind of biased on that one too, but that one definitely won for me.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, I was talking to a friend, this isn't like a traditional versus where everybody played like their biggest songs. It's definitely for like the day one, like the quote unquote day one.
I told you it was a hood versus. It was for all the people who love hood and trap music. That's what it was for.
Yeah, like this wasn't really going for... This wasn't going like hit for hit. Like this is more what hit the streets, what the streets felt about it. You know, like this had nothing to do with Billboard and anything like that. Like
that's
this
why
was
I
just...
loved it, because it was more of like this is my thing. They both can be mainstream, and they both have mainstream songs. However, with them, their underground mixtape, like their mixtapes and stuff, their street music is 20 times better than their mainstream stuff. So I preferred, honestly, hearing a versus with their mixtapes, like the stuff that their real fans know. So I guess this really did do it for the culture and for the fans.
Yeah, like I kind of wish, like during the Fab Jada battle, like I kind of wish
it
Fab
would have like
taken
that.
I wish Fab would have taken that approach.
Yeah.
You know, because Jada was like playing his hits, but he was still like he kept it very street on it too.
Right, right.
As to where Fab, like he could have played stuff from the Soul Tape more. He could have played that there is no competition. He could have played that some stuff from that mixtape set.
And like, I was very shocked that he didn't play his mixtape stuff, because his mixtapes are better than his albums to me.
Yeah, like he hasn't released a legit album since like 2009.
Holla back, y'all, since then.
You know?
All right. And round four, we got Plain Jane by Gucci and Gangsta Music by Jeezy.
Plain Jane.
I got Gangsta Music by Jeezy.
You know, I already see how this is going. I see how this is going to go right now. Let's just keep going.
I think you're gonna be surprised by how I scored this.
I can't wait to see. Because I just have a feeling that this is going a certain type way, but I'm gonna just sit back and look.
And then I'm a Dog versus Bottom of the Map.
Is that even a question? I'm a Dog. What? A Dog definitely wins all the way.
Yeah, that was a question for me. So I got Bottom of the Map.
No.
Yeah, I actually, that was one of the ones I tied. Like I gave that a tie. So this is Vet Pass By versus Jeezy the Snowman.
I think I had Jeezy for that round.
I got so that song is called Vet Pass By. Like I wrote that as, because I didn't know the title of the song, so I just put something hard and I gave it a point. Because that shit was hard. Like that shit was tough.
All right, and you said you and you got you had you had you think you had Snowman for that?
Yeah, I definitely think I had Jeezy down for that one.
Okay. Yeah, I had Jeezy as well. Now number seven was a good round. Like Gucci came with "Wake Up in the Sky," and then Jeezy followed up with him with "Them Boys."
You said Jeezy came up back with which one?
Them boys,
Definitely
boys in
Them
the hood.
Boys. Oh my God, I had the biggest crush on Jody Breeze when I was a child. Oh my God. Them boys definitely won that one.
Yeah, I
What about
definitely
you?
got them boys got work. Them
Them
boys
boys
got
got it.
man. Yo, that
That
shit
shit
was
will
hard, man.
forever be. Yes.
Like
That
that
shit
shit
will
was
forever be
hard.
that way.
Okay, and then we got number eight, "That's My Hood," verse "Let's Get It." Get,
Oh,
get,
let's
get
get it.
it.
I got "That's My Hood," zone six.
What? East Atlanta zone
Zone,
six? I
zone, zone.
cannot.
Yeah, I put that. Yeah, I gave that a point.
Oh, shoot. Okay, Scotty.
I told you, I think you're going to be surprised by how I scored this because you're going to see that, like, I try to do it as objectively as possible,
Right.
like, without, like, taking any sides, just going off, scoring it, going off of how I felt about the song, how the song hit me, like, right as I'm listening to it there. Because also, a lot of the Gucci songs, like, probably, it was about 10 of them that I never heard before. So. And the first time you'll see that those are the ones that I kind of gave points to.
Right.
Okay. Like yeah, and this next one, like this is also a good matchup in my opinion. Gucci came with both, and then Jeezy followed up with "Go
Go
Crazy."
crazy.
And I
Honestly
gave that
think
to. My God, I'm sorry.
Gucci should have stuck with. I know he wanted to play like his. I seen what he was trying to do, trying to make a point. Like, okay, Jeezy, all you want to play is your old stuff. What do you have new? But let's be real, both of their newer catalog has can't even touch their old catalog. So I would have preferred it to be all throwbacks. I really hate that Gucci tried to throw some new stuff in there.
I mean, I don't feel like the both of us is that new, and I and until Jeezy came with "Go Crazy" featuring Jay-Z,
It's
it
new
was like,
enough.
how can but it's like in a lot of verses, you see people go to those Drake stimulus package, and in a lot of things can be Drake, like in a lot of things can be the Deuce of Spades unless you
Did
got a
you
Joker,
say a
and that's with
Drake
Jay-Z.
stimulus package? You
Drake
know
stimulus
what?
package,
I am
yep.
officially done with you. A Drake stimulus package.
It's a JBP reference.
I cannot.
It's a Joe Budden podcast reference.
It definitely is. I definitely stole that. So, thanks for giving out my sources, Scotty.
They're my sources too.
I love you guys. Y'all are hilarious.
They're my sources too.
And all right, and so now, and I just want to say you got a lot of J's over here, ma'am. From somebody that was Team Gucci.
Hey, whoa. Yes, I am Team Gucci. However, I keep it real.
I gave that round to
So,
Go Crazy too, by
I
the
definitely
way.
gave it to Go Crazy. Go Crazy was a better song. If he would have chose one of his older songs to go against that, against Go Crazy, then I possibly chose Go Crazy. legendary song.
Hey, it's Hov.
Besides the fact that Hov is in it, it's just the song in general.
Yeah, that was what made me take Jeezy seriously.
Yeah.
Like that Hov feature right there, I was like, okay, this guy's legit. I'll take Hov's word.
Yeah. And so round 10, we got Bricks and then All
Bricks.
There.
All white Bricks. All white Bricks. Lit for 50 more Bricks. He could never go against that one.
It's all there, man.
What?
It's all there. You ain't gotta say no. You ain't gotta say no more. It's all there.
Yeah. I went all there as well.
At this point, I did market that there was 1.6 million viewers. At this point.
Yes, and it was a very. I think they might have broke the record.
Yeah. Were you watching on Instagram?
Yeah.
I will say the best parts of or you know what, maybe I'll wait until that round comes up. I'll wait to tell you my favorite part about the whole thing about it being on Instagram.
And then we're at track 11. There was no switch up. Gucci kept going first. And he started off track with the second half with Make the Trap Say Hey. And then Jeezy followed up, and this was a tough one. I almost did a tie, but Jeezy came with Who Dat.
With Gangsta Party.
So let's just go ahead and be clear here that okay, won that round.
Yeah, hands down.
I went with Gucci. I went with Jeezy.
Come on now. Guwop, that one.
I went with Gucci on that one. And then we went with the Lil Wayne feature, Steady Mobbin. Or Young Money. Young Money, Young Moolah. And then Gucci came with...
That was Jeezy. And I will definitely have to say that was a tie because I cannot choose over We Steady Mobbin' or They Know. Like, when I say they were both pivotal songs for my college years, I have plenty of drunk memories to those songs. I couldn't choose.
Yeah. Oh, I got...
What about you, Scott? Were they pivotal years for your college years?
This was very much post-college. And... I went with They Know. I had to go with They Know on that. I mean, there's certain nights, like, see, for me, like, there's certain nights that, like, at the Rocks.
Yes. Oh my God, that, Scotty.
Like,
do you know that's where I felt like I was at during this whole battle? Besides,
yeah,
that,
not oh thinking, yeah.
Like, I felt like I was at the Rocks. I was first Friday. That's all I could think about.
Yeah. Even more so, I felt. Like, it was after the Rocks. It was 2 a.m. at the Rocks. And it was a dangerous situation.
The lights cut on. We all need to scatter ASAP.
Yeah, no, on the outside right there.
The parking lot.
That's a dangerous situation and has been.
That was always my favorite part. I love the let out.
It was, I hate to say this antiquated word, but it was parking lot pimping and fighting. It's called one or the other.
Yeah, we called it the let out. That's everybody go to the let out, go stand outside the parking lot after the club is over.
See what happens.
And I just want to say a big rest in peace to Shorty Low.
Definitely. Big rest in peace to the Rocks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You got some whack shit there now.
Definitely big rest in peace to the Rocks and Rhino. Wilmington will never be the same.
They got some whack shit there now.
Oh, you don't like
No.
How far can you go with that?
Twerk and wasted and listen to Gucci Mane all night.
Like, you can't like keep trying to relive the 80s 40 years later. You know what I mean?
The 80s are done for.
And with that said, we're going back in round 13. We have Heavy versus Lose My
Lose
Mind.
My Mind.
Yeah, Lose My Mind easily.
By Young GVG. The or AKA Big Snow.
Are we almost to the good stuff?
Almost.
You know what the good stuff is. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm dying to get there.
I don't know what you're talking about. But we got Street, and there's a bunch of stars, so I think my Caucasian friend might be using that for the N-word, maybe? And verse Way Too Gone by Jeezy, Big Snow, Guap, Street Niggas, Way Too Gone by Big Snow. How did y'all score that round?
Way Too
round
Gone.
14.
In these streets. That's what I have it written down as.
In these streets. If memory serves me correctly, I don't think I was a fan of either one of the songs. I wasn't familiar with them.
Way Too Gone makes me think about the olden days. I love that song.
All right, we're starting to get
down to the nitty gritty. What we've been waiting for.
First Day Out.
It doesn't matter what Gucci. First Day Out is going to win because that was like the start of all your favorite rappers making their First Day Out song. Nobody would have a First Day Out if it wasn't for Gucci.
And Big Snow followed up with Air Forces.
First Day Out. All day. I'm starting off my day with a blunt of perk. No pancake, just a cup of syrup. How can you go against that?
Yeah, I got that. That was just big.
What? Bacon soda.
That was big. I remember that being real, real big. Yeah, so I had to give that to
definitely.
So Gucci Mane.
Big Guap.
Okay. You got two. I actually did vote Big Snow on that one, just FYI.
We're not gonna judge you.
And then So number 16 we got Photo Shoot. And then by Guap. And we got Everything by
Definitely gonna have to go Photo Shoot because I know every kappa around the world was shimmying at that moment. I'm not.
Are
that was kappa? Always my favorite thing to watch.
Where did you go to school?
I went to the illustrious North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Also known as NCANT. Good old Aggie pride, you know. Shout out to my Aggies.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I wish I would have went to a HBCU.
Where'd you go?
Long Island University.
Oh. HBCUs are definitely... I would definitely encourage every Black person to experience HBCU. I went to a predominantly white high school, so it was definitely like a big thing for me to go to HBCU. And it was kind of... to my people.
Oh, so that's yeah, where the Britney
know, Spears. It's a Libra
from.
Too, you know? How ironic that this Libra got about both sides, you know? A little pop, a little hood.
You should be a lot of hood. But how did you vote that, Scott?
I voted Photo Shoot.
Okay. And I also went Photo Shoot on that one. Jeezy would have had to come strong to win a point on that one. I mean, Jeezy would have had to come strong to get a point on that. But I think he, I feel like Gucci is coming back with Haymakers, so he followed Photo Shoot up with Wasted. That took me back to downtown Suya. And Goodfellas.
Oh yeah! Wow.
And Jeezy followed up with Trap Star.
wasted. I think at that moment, I actually kind of felt like, you know, I was really, really in the club when Wasted came on. You couldn't tell me anything then.
Yeah, right. I was like, because I mean, I was starting to think, like, oh man, Gucci is really not going to play anything I know. Like, he's not going to play none of his songs. And I almost forgot about Wasted. Like,
the crazy thing is, he Wasted, didn't even play a lot of his good shit.
Like, are you talking about like good stuff that me and Scott would like, or just good
like
stuff
being a fan? His, like, he didn't play. He played Lemonade. He didn't play I Don't Love Her. He didn't play oh my God, I can't even think.
He didn't play Freaky Girl.
He did not play Freaky Girl. There you go. He didn't play Freaky Girl. He didn't play Go Ahead. He didn't play a lot of stuff.
There's like another. This is like a
he
few more Drake
party. He
didn't there's a few more Drake girl. Songs that he didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but I used to really trying to
at
play
that point.
This song.
Oh, are we almost there? Okay, I'm gonna wait.
Oh, yeah. I voted Wasted. I gave a point to Wasted on that strictly because he, Jeezy didn't spell Trap Star right.
He was trying to make his own word like Fabulous.
Trapstra. Yeah.
He's
because that's what that spells. Trapstra. That's what that spells.
He's a trapster. I cannot.
Like a trapper keeper. All right. So, what we would think, almost only three more songs to go with, you know, Believe. And it's the one of the songs that a lot of people wondered, will he play it? If he plays it, what will Jeezy do? Track 18.
We smoking on Pookie Love tonight. I'm sorry. When I tell you Gucci Man was like, everybody kept saying that he was a clone. That was literally the Gucci I have been waiting for to come back out. Like, that is Gucci. That there was all Gucci. There was no clone. No, that was Gucci.
From the beginning that you didn't think that was Gucci?
No.
Coming out swinging like that?
Gucci is completely different. Like, everybody wants, you know, everybody says that's his clone. He doesn't act the same, this and this and this. But him even dropping that song, doing all that, I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah, no more clone Gucci. This is Gucci here. But what I was going to say is the funniest thing about the whole situation, honestly, was the comments on Instagram, watching all of the people in the comments say this and that, this and this. Like, once he had said something about, you know, smoking on the Pookie Loke, jumped in the comments because they started that whole, you know, smoking on somebody thing. It was just so crazy to see how many celebrities really engage in certain stuff, like just seeing the different stuff they would say or how they really engage in it, and just seeing people's different point of views about how Gucci and Jeezy handled this whole situation. Now, do y'all know the backstory of the beef? And Jeezy.
What beef?
If you're listening to this podcast, you should know.
Exactly.
I think I know. I mean, kind of like what, like, I don't know what started it. I know, you know, Jeezy put out like quote unquote hit, and there was some kind of fallout between him after So Icy, and I assume it was probably
tried to put a hit out on him. He says it was for his chain. Either way, I just feel like you can't come back. I don't think we'll ever really know the real reason. It's always over hearsay, but it's just over some street stuff. But I'm sorry, call me petty, call me what you want. But if you try to have me killed, I don't give a damn if it was 50 years later. We're never going to be able to just be like, oh, let's squash this. Like, he tried to have me killed. Like, no, there's no
word. Like, I'm not going out to dinner with you.
We're not going to compound after this. I probably would have acted the same way Gucci did. Like, there's no way we're about to just sit here at like Kumbaya because that's what the world wants to see. No, you tried to have me killed.
But they did go to Compound together. And
I heard it did not.
I heard from somebody in Atlanta that it got a little ugly out there. But it wasn't between Gucci and Jeezy, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's just a typical Atlanta night, then.
I cannot.
Jeezy played Get Your Mind Right. And he also addressed all the violence.
I'll tell you what.
He should have left King Von out of it.
I'll tell you what.
He should have definitely left King Von out of that, though.
I'll tell you what.
Why?
One, because that's just something Von stands on. Like, I love OTF. Like, I'm a big OTF fan. I love Lil Durk. I love King Von. I love G Herbo. Like, I love all of them. One thing about them, they don't. When it comes to like disrespecting the like them, their homies, their whole squad, you would have never seen Lil Durk and FBG Duck in the same room doing that. King Von would have never just sat there. Like when he was like, you know, this for King Von. King Von would have been on go. If they would have had to have a versus like that, he would have been on go. It would have never been no.
But I think that's the whole point. We don't need to be on go. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not for it, but. You just cannot expect people, once there's violence involved and you're trying to kill somebody, you can't just expect people to be like, oh, you know what? We don't need this. We don't need, like, it's just, like, somebody stole my wig. I'm probably never going to forgive them.
But,
it's just kind of like, kind of same thing.
Okay, but you don't got to try to, you know, I mean, I'm just saying the point is you don't have to be out, especially the people who have money. You know what's so crazy?
Those are the ones that are doing it more than anybody else.
So, and I mean, if like we just kind of gave this backstory, if Gucci can get to that point where they can be in the same room with each other, as I kind of that should show other people that it is possible. Like you said, it don't have to be Kumbaya, but we don't have to be out. We could be in the same room and it'd be okay. You know,
I think that was like a really important thing, just the visual of it alone, because the whole question before was were they going to be in the same room,
right?
So you see them in the room and everything is like cordial and fine, even though there's underhanded shit going on. It's like to see two black men actually be able to do this, you know, like, and even like giving up some of the sources, like old boy said on the other show that somebody probably called somebody else up like, yo man, what we doing, man? Like, nah, like, let's forget this, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what's so crazy, most of the time it's usually not even them, it's their camp and the people they're around. Like, they're both older, so I'm sure Gucci still has some resentment and still this and that, but it's
most of the time more to
like
lose.
It's their camp, like, it's the people that is around him, like, nah, bro.
He and just, it's like, at this point, he got more to lose, so, I mean, he should be able to tell, if you're able to get them youngins to go do some wild shit, then you should be able to get them to do some decent good shit, too.
Yeah.
You know, it should go both ways. You know, and
that's why that street code, it gets really tricky. That street stuff gets really tricky, and it's just
it's different
when you get other things involved in it. Like when it comes to street stuff, I just
Yo, Benny said it the best. The streets are ruled by dirty laws.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
people make the codes and they make the laws and they break them all the time.
It's made up as they go along.
Yeah,
it really is.
That's what it really is. It's made up as you go along.
So that word there, I feel like things kind of shifted. And Gucci came back after that, played 745.
I gave that to Gucci.
Can I finish? Do what I want. You know, and then Jeezy came back. I was wondering if he was gonna play it or not. put on. So we already know what someone had to say about that. Scott, what did you think of that round?
I gave that one to Jeezy. You can't not. I put on like, come on, like that is like his. I think is that his biggest song technically?
No. My President Is Black is his biggest song.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
But I gave that
put one. On. That was really 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 big. Like you got to remember like the NBA playoffs that year. Like that was like that was all that was played. Like that was like the theme of the NBA playoffs that year. And the finals, like, that was nuts.
Don't get me wrong. That song is huge. It's major. And I also remember my Ashley High School basketball team coming out to that song and losing every week. But to come back to come back from 7:45, I wouldn't have played Put On. Like, I would have just played something. I would have played something equivalent to that. Like, when he played 7:45, you already seen what type of vibe Gucci was on. Like, I wouldn't have played Put On back to that.
At this point, there were 1.7 million viewers. At this point in the show.
Oh, wow. All right. Mm-hmm. So that was what, number 18? No, 19. So we're thinking about the end or wondering. Like one of my friends said, "No, there's no way."
Yeah, not with that. 20.
Yeah,
not at where it was.
Yeah. And then so, but for the number 20, Gucci came with Trap House, and Jeezy came with Seeing It All.
I went with Trap House.
Of course you did.
Wow.
Trap House is fire. We've seen it all. It's crazy.
Yeah, one of the best Jay-Z verses there is.
Yo, Seen It All. It's crazy.
On some hustling stuff.
Yeah, like that felt like young Jay.
So, yeah, I don't see how you.
Oh,
some people just don't know better. I'm just saying.
I was definitely there. Whoa. I love Jay-Z. Love him even more because he's married to. I'm not even going to say her name because y'all always swear I bring her up. But you know, I love him even more because of who he's married to. So let's just. I'm just going to leave that subject alone.
All right. And so they didn't even give us a second to think that this verse is over. You know, Gucci just started playing. But I thought for a minute, I just thought Gucci just didn't know what round it was because being that they didn't switch or do anything, I think Gucci was just going. I just thought he was feeling it. But I wasn't even sure at the time. But Gucci came with Get the Bag. And then Jeezy had TM 101.
I did a tie.
Don't everybody speak up at once.
I actually gave Gucci that one.
Hey!
Oh, okay, Scotty.
What up? It's your boy, Mr. Evo, in the house.
Oh, okay.
Hey, welcome to the party.
Coming in for the bonus round.
Yeah, so somebody was supposed to bring me dinner, but because their team lost, I didn't get it, so I had to go find my own dinner. So, I won't even touch that subject right now.
I don't even know who this person we speak of is. Mm. So, Lewis, what were you saying?
There's a quote about fishing, you know.
So, Lewis, what round did you say we were on?
Yeah. We got Mr. Evo for the bonus round. I also had that other tie, Scott.
I got the TM 101 on that one.
Okay, so we got the boys from New York going with Jeezy. All right, and then we go to round 22. Gucci, I Might Be, versus Jeezy, Soul Survivor. I think Soul Survivor
easily,
might be like
easily his biggest hit, biggest and hit. it crushed Gucci. That was
a what?
That was a moment when you knew it was over.
What?
Oh damn!
What? You knew the way, what?
The way he intro'd thought- that.
Oh please, he could have. Yeah, because he had to preach before every damn song. Nobody asked Pastor Jeezy to come. We asked Trap House Jeezy to come. First Nobody needed him to preach before every song he let out. So of course, since he led a 4-minute sermon before Soul Survivor, of course you're going to feel it.
See, this shows the levels of. He was on his grown man ish. He wasn't trying to be petty. He was given a lesson in history of how he has literally been relevant since 05.
Yes, because every song, you know, back in
there you go, that damn relevant word.
Back in 1833 when I wrote this song in Magic City, you know, back in so-and-so, oh my God, Jeezy, we get it.
But,
you went to Magic City,
what?
Wrote songs, played
guess
them.
Let's be 100%. Now y'all all know the history of Jeezy. You ain't got to ask nobody.
I actually don't remember the history of Jeezy because I was taking shots during his sermons.
You just quoted it, though. You quoted enough of it to just solidify.
I said in 1893. Come on now.
Oh, you literally called it a sermon, though. That holds that. You called it a sermon. That actually holds. Jeezy would actually love that you called what he was doing a sermon.
I bet he would.
Exactly.
With that Doug Funny beret on.
Damn.
Wow. Wow, so disrespectful we are.
But since we're talking about the round, is he rolling? Huh. Is the winner for me?
Yeah, I got that too. I got is you rolling too, because I was definitely I definitely rolled a lot.
Real recognize real, Scotty. Real recognize real.
Yeah, yeah, and nah, I get that song. I get it.
Okay. And then Gucci, I think this is Gucci when Gucci was saying that he's from like right down the street. So that might have been earlier. I don't remember. But number 23, Gucci comes with East Atlanta 6 versus I remember Jeezy came back and said there's some good twerk back and forth on this person. But young Jeezy came back with Jeezy.
I surprisingly gave Gucci that one.
I gave that to Jeezy.
You already know who I gave it to. East Atlanta Santa.
Jeezy.
I know I probably missed it because okay. I was late.
You know, if you were here on time instead of, you know, colored folk time, you would have known how many points I've given to Jeezy. Next.
Okay, first of all, just because this is the first time you were before you are on time, don't mean nothing.
Jeez, he was waiting for food.
I'm a lady. I'm allowed to be late. Thank you.
He was waiting for food.
Yeah. Well, Scotty, and it's, you know, it's usually the people who were supposed to feed you who don't, who get on you.
Oh, I don't know who was supposed to. Lewis, what's the next round?
Oh, man. This is almost over. Like a song, Gucci came with a song that I'm sure a lot of people were waiting for because like when they didn't hit come up in the first 20, I was wondering what was going up. But Gucci came with that Lemonade, and then Jeezy followed up with Welcome Back.
Lemon pepper wings in a freeze cup. You can never beat Lemon ever. I love that song.
Is that what they're saying in that song?
Yes. Lemon in my shades with my feet up. Lemon pepper wings in a freeze cup.
Wow. I have no idea if that's what they were saying. I still gave it a point, though.
You never heard in the part at the beginning either. He's like, Chiquita. I love that part for some reason.
That makes a... See, all right. So now I have a little more like Atlanta context, with Atlanta loves lemon pepper wings.
They do, and those lemon
that
pepper
must be
wings
like
down
a
there are the bomb.
That must be like a real like how like I like this like Carolina barbecue and stuff like lemon pepper wings must be.
It is. I've never had lemon pepper wings like I did in Atlanta. And there's this place called ATL Wings. You can get lemon pepper hot. And when I tell you it's God's gift to chicken, woo.
Yo, I'm with it.
I'm with that all day long. So I actually gave this one to Gucci Man too.
Oh wow. Smart man.
I like Lemonade. Like that was a song that I did rock to.
Yeah. And y'all might hate me for this. I wasn't
what?
Really familiar. I didn't know this was a Gucci Man song.
Yo, I swear to
Are
God,
you
Big
serious?
Yo, I swear to God, like it was the first time I heard Big Sean. And I heard that freestyle. That freestyle was crazy.
Yeah. It was bananas. Yeah.
Yeah, he killed that.
Have y'all ever heard Trey Song's version of the song? Of Lemonade?
Yeah.
Actually, I really love that version too with him and Nicki Minaj.
It ain't Big Sean.
It ain't, but it's not Gucci either. So next.
But it's one of those weird things. It's like a Tyler Perry movie versus a Tyler Perry play. It's like it got
Correct.
The same feeling, but it ain't Back. The same. But it's still okay. Because I was like, damn, because you can't really fault Gucci because he originated
right.
the song. And Big Sean just came and killed it.
Yeah.
He smashed.
Big Sean killed that song. But, you know, Gucci laid the quote-unquote bricks.
I like that pun there.
All right, and that's really, you know, and that was really it for the verses. And then all the fans got
it was
the
so
biggest
amazing.
Treat ever. And I felt like Jeezy didn't know like the way it was going. Like, do you still want to do this or not? And, yeah. But we all got first time in what 15 or probably first time ever. It's so icy. It was so icy.
I see why all the girls
Jeezy
love Gucci Man.
Gucci.
I see why Gucci Man verse was just amazing on that song.
Oh, here we go.
I did like Jeezy's verse though, but Gucci's verse.
It couldn't have been a united front. Like, oh, they both have really dope verses.
Yeah, dang! I just said I like Jeezy's verse too, but Gucci's verse stuck better with me.
Jesus,
his verse got me hyper in the club. You have to understand, Icy came out when I first started like going to the club. Like that was the song in the rocks. That song there really like started my clubbing days. I remember
wow.
Gucci's part more than I do Jesus.
I got you.
What?
I hated that song.
It didn't move you any after the verses? Because I love it even more.
I hate it. I mean, music is so bad now. You know, the music that
Louis,
was bad
see, that
then,
is something we both agree on.
That's how it goes. That's how it changes.
I don't know. Believe it or not, I kind of
yeah,
rock with.
So yes,
I kind of rock with So Icy.
I love So Icy. When what? From the time
I was in,
it came out.
I was in New York when it came out, and yo, we were like, yo, this shit is kind of hard.
What?
Like as like, because it was like kind of funny. Like it was the song was like kind of funny. I believe I bought that ringtone. I believe I purchased that ringtone, actually.
Wow.
Speaking of So Icy, you guys, just want to throw in there that on December 12th at Club Dior, there will be a So Icy party hosted by me and my friend Lillian Barfield. You guys should come check us out.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate the shameless plug.
I had to just throw it in there since we were talking about So Icy.
Yeah. I remember being, speaking of clubs, I remember being in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Rocks?
The Rocks.
Did you go to the Rocks, the Rhino?
Huh?
Oh, wow. No, you see, The Rock's experience.
Yo, why you say that mad condescendingly, though?
Yeah, he really did, though.
Because I still had access to every club in Wilmington, so I didn't have to go to The Rock. Oh, I went to the Rhino when other people couldn't go to the Rhino.
Well, that's honestly, I can tell you from my standpoint, that is where my love for Gucci and Jeezy came from. Like being, because they didn't play stuff like that in Liquid Room. You probably got So Icy, that's about it. But you didn't get stuff like that in Goodfellas, Liquid Room. Like, no, The Rocks and Rhino was for us. They played our music. So I think that's why I was kind of more into them then.
Awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, I can agree that it was more definitely Rhino and Rocks was more ratchet.
Would say ratchet for us bias.
Well, okay, for the people of color, yes, but I'm saying it was definitely more. When I say ratchet, I don't mean it in a derogatory way. I'm just saying it was more street than any of the other clubs.
Yeah, we weren't ballroom dancing in there. I mean.
I was sweating and twerking in The Rocks. Sorry.
So what did y'all think of the whole thing? Like, what was it? What takeaway? So what one? Mrs. King, she like as big as a Guwap fan as she is. She actually had Jeezy with like seven.
Only
eight,
because Gucci times, did not so, play what I mean, he like. Gucci really came in there with the mindset of, no, nigga, you gonna feel what I feel. You gonna feel this. So I feel like he didn't even get the opportunity to play the stuff we were waiting on, like his real fans. Like I named you four or five. Like I already named you four or five songs that he didn't play that he should have. There were way, way more. I just can't think of them all right now, but. That night, I was like, damn, why didn't he play this or why didn't he play that? But I just felt like Gucci came out there with a different point. Like, he came out there with a different standpoint. So it wasn't even more so about the hits for him. It was him coming out saying, listen, I got new old Jeezy, what it is type thing for me.
Well, I mean, my takeaway from it was overall really good. The issue that I had with Gucci was that he changed his path in the middle. Like, he already had a set list and he altered that set list, and so that's what hurt him. If he would have stuck to his set list that he already had, I think he would have been fine. So if you look at it in
what do you mean he changed his set list?
Four songs he played, he was ready for. And then when Jeezy kept on going through all his 05, he was like, hey, switch that up. Switch it. You hear him say, switch that up. Play this. So when he changed his set list at that point, is when he was doing, like she was saying, he was trying to prove a point. But if you listen to Jeezy's set list, it was literally a concert. He did every song in concert format, building up to the end, like before you were going to get done with the concert.
Honestly, Jeezy didn't even play all of his good stuff either. There were some songs I was waiting for him to play. He didn't play either.
So it was basically the set list is the only thing. Like, that's only, like, I like the authenticity of it, the switch up. But I thought Jeezy could have did a he could have if I'm not Jeezy if Gucci would have stayed on a better on the path he was already on, I think he would have crushed it even more.
That's fair.
And I think we were talking about this in pre-production before we started. I felt like this was the first verses that wasn't about him. As we just been talking about, I think it was actually for the fans. And usually I would say most verses, especially in hip-hop, I am a good barometer because I'm not. Most of the people that I'm a big fan of wouldn't be in a versus, so I would feel like I should know about at least 12
right
of the 20 that most any hip hop artist is gonna play. But this right here, being that
this one was definitely more for the culture.
I'm a casual fan at best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was for us. The ratchets. Let me see what's there.
I'm part, you know, part bougie, part ratchet.
So
I'm
what they call a sophisticated
ratchet, you know.
Oh, you write your curse, write your curses in cursive too?
I do.
Wow. I loved it.
Wait.
So one thing, and I gotta credit the Joe Budden podcast for it, but it did make a lot of sense. It's like seeing that all the people like none of the people that Jeezy started with.
Yeah. Now, yeah.
And that, to me, that says a lot. And the fact that, it can be looked at as a good thing, but in this kind of, usually it's probably a good thing, but in this setting, it was a bad, being that Jeezy ain't, like, technically from Atlanta, so he don't have, like, an actual hood to back him up.
That's like a real thing. You have to understand that's a real thing. Yeah. Like, even for me, like I'm from New York City, but like I can still claim a hood down here. Like I can still claim Green Street. You know what I mean? Like I can still claim that. Like if you're Jeezy and you I guess what you move down there from South Carolina for whatever reason, like there's got to be some place where you can be like, yeah niggas know me from here. You know what I mean? Like, and that's one of those weird like street rules, street politics things that I mean it's sort of like it's almost along the lines of like when you're going out of town and going somewhere and like they say like some people say you gotta like check in or whatever, like it's weird like street politics is so weird, man.
Yeah. So Scott, how did what was
my overall tally was 10, 14, 1. Going Jeezy's way. The only tie that I had was for So Icy. I thought that was worth a tie. Like, there's no way you can give another person a point on that. But overall, like this thing had like a big fight feel. Like it felt like a Tyson fight going into it. Yeah. Like it felt like a Tyson fight going into it. It felt like The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like your typical like rivals like going against each other. Like this was like this was it.
So Mr. Evo, we weren't here to hear your
Well, I stopped down, at 12-9.
How did you have, what was your tally?
I had Jeezy went in 12-9 early on.
Of course.
Well, not for the reasons that you think. Like I said, it was tight until, like, the first round I gave the Gucci Man. Second round, Jeezy tied it up. Third round... It was a tie. I was a tie, and then fourth round, Jeezy won. But then, when Gucci started changing his set list, like I said, the set list is what threw me off. Because when he changed his set list, the consistency and the song, I think I knew more and was rocking to the Jeezy songs compared to Gucci.
So, do you guys think y'all are more biased because you really don't know Gucci's?
Well, it's not
non-mainstream songs, though. I'm just saying, if you knew more, like, let's... I'm trying to think of somebody's verses where I didn't know more of their music. Dang, I really can't even think of one. But let's just say they had a... I don't know. Just somebody I wouldn't generally listen to. Of course, I'm going to be a little bit more biased for the person I do because I don't know the other person's music. So... But you know more of his mainstream. He has more mainstream music than Gucci does. So that's what I'm saying. Is it more biased for y'all because he's more mainstream?
Yeah, he has bigger.
Well, see, and I wasn't completely. It wasn't a bias for me. Like literally, I mean, watching the vibe in the room and listening to the music. And the thing, and for some of the songs, like that, I didn't know all the Jeezy songs.
Right.
But for some of the songs that I did know, I didn't know when I heard the people in the back spit like word for word here and spitting the song. Like that's what I was like, oh, okay. That's when I started giving him the win. Because it wasn't about what I knew. It was about just the environment and the activity and all that. Like that's what gave him an edge in some of the songs. And then same thing with Gucci. Like if I heard people in the background, there's a song I didn't know and everybody's rocking to it and the comments are like, oh, like okay, it's a hype song. Obviously I don't know the song. But I was showing respect. So it was more respecting for me than a bias. I didn't do it based upon, because I could have easily scored it every win to Jeezy if I was being biased, but I was really trying to be a true music fan and score it. That's why I stopped. Like once they got to their 20, I was like, all right, I'm just gonna enjoy the rest of the show. I didn't want to have to think about anything else.
Yeah, I definitely don't have any biases, I don't think, towards, because I'm not to a point where it's not like I dislike Gucci, and like, I feel like I think I said this when we did the preview, I feel like, you know, GZ won the popular.
See, after thinking about that for a while, I think the opposite. Well, I actually think the opposite. I think Jeezy is more like popular vote and Gucci is more electoral college.
Thought that's what you said.
I meant the opposite. Like Gucci won the popular vote, but Jeezy won the electoral college.
Basically, Jeezy will be president and Gucci will be Trump trying to get more of a count.
No, not along those lines. I wouldn't put Gucci in the same category as Trump in this, but
I feel like Atlanta really, you know, voted for. I say most.
I would
most,
agree with that.
Most of Atlanta would probably vote.
Yeah, but that would constitute.
Yeah.
For that analogy to work, then Atlanta would have to be the ultimate decider, and the electoral college is the ultimate decider. Like the popular vote is just a popular vote, which I think Jeezy got, like, because more people are probably more in tune with Jeezy. But the thing about it for me is also like this actually made me realize how important Gucci is. And as much as like in the past, like where I tried to like dismiss him, like nah, he's garbage, he can't rap, da da da. It doesn't matter, you know, like that doesn't matter. Like the songs that he put out knocked, and they knocked for a certain generation that's like just under mine. So like I couldn't, like I was never able to appreciate it. I actually like had more of a resentment towards like Gucci and his music at the time. But now that I'm older and have a different understanding of things and understand what Gucci's worth is now and how important he is to say a scene like Atlanta and other scenes around the country and the world, like I get it. I understand it now.
I forgot I was the baby of the group. So yeah, I guess that's why mine is a little bit different. My standpoint is different.
Yeah, like I understand it.
I mean I've had a good year of both, but I will say, like, okay, yes, Jeezy was more like my older college years, but like high school, early college years, that was all Gucci. Like when I first started going to the club and stuff, it was Gucci. But I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Jeezy. Like, there were some songs when Gucci played one, I was kind of mad and I was confused too, because I was telling everybody, like, you know, general verses, they do their first 10, then they have like a little intermission, then they switch up. So when Gucci kept going, I was like, whoa, 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 guap. Like, you gotta let him go first, because then you can kind of counteract. That's what was killing Gucci. He kept wanting to go first. Jeezy had time to really come with some fire, and Jeezy really had some fire club bangers. Like, there was, I'm not going to lie to you, when Gucci dropped We Steady Mobbin', I was hyped. Like, that was a fire, fire song. But then Jeezy came back with They Know. That's like my youth entangled up. Like, I couldn't choose, because both those songs I have with me. When I think about great music, I think about songs that, you know, you could think about the actual day, what you were wearing, what that song made you think of. Like, and a lot of those songs from Jeezy and Gucci, I could remember vividly where I was when I heard it, what was I doing. So it was just kind of hard for certain rounds to even pick.
I hear that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Like they say, hip-hop
agrees.
For the culture.
It's for the culture. But so where do you, all right, before I get to where y'all rank, what do y'all think about all the memes afterwards?
Yes, definitely, like, top Teddy Riley.
Does this top Teddy Riley?
I'm telling you, the memes, the comments, like the memes from the comments that were in there, everything was so hilarious. Like, did y'all see the T.I. going to get arguing with the Chicago rapper in the comments? I don't know what was funnier, the fact that T.I. was really arguing with somebody in the comments, or the fact that the guy called him Rashad from ATL. He was like, you know, he was like, hey, Rashad, chill out. This ain't your daddy house. Everything about the verses, like, everything about the verses,
yeah, that
is so
dying.
Hilarious.
Oh, well.
Oh, okay.
I watch it from Apple Music, so...
No, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it from Instagram. The comments, I'm telling you, is the funniest part of the whole thing.
Okay.
And you said, yes. Oh, my God.
This is definitely a top five.
Babyface meme?
Easily. Did you see the Michael Jordan one? Yeah, so they got a picture of Gucci, and it goes from Gucci being cool to Gucci being a little worried, and then it's got the shadow of Jordan's face crying.
Oh, the crying meme?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Oh, wow. Scott, you said this is an overall top five for your anniversary?
I think it was definitely top two.
Y'all gonna be so mad at me, but this was number one for me. I do not care about nothing. This was number one because this was just number one to me. Erica and Jill Scott was right under this one, but Gucci and Jeezy going against each other, being in the same room with each other, all of that in one night. Then I got to see them perform So Icy. Yeah, that was just everything for me.
That holds weight.
Yeah, I have the Jill Scott only because I'm an R&B dude. I have the Jill Scott one before this, but I really did enjoy this one. And then to see that Rick Rosé was there chilling in the background, that really solidified it for me.
It satisfied my inner trapper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bro. All white bricks.
Yeah, made me want to go to bricks.
That's definitely one of my favorite Gucci songs too. I love Gucci.
So, I mean, I'm more of a Louis and Fendi kind of guy. So, yeah, I think it's definitely up there just because of what it meant. And the fact they did So Icy, the fact that they got those diss songs off like that, and they were in the same room. Like, it was definitely the most epic of the
and what's, so what's the next one?
Oh my God. Are you guys ready for the next one? I don't know if this is true. I don't know if it's true, but I'm dying inside because if they come back with this one. So I heard from a little birdie that the next Versus episode is airing on Thanksgiving, and it will be no other than the Queen Bee herself, Miss Kimmy Blanco, versus Nicki Minaj. Yes,
I haven't heard that.
I actually seen the thing for today.
I haven't heard that, but that was.
Well, I was occupied. Sorry.
Wow. And you didn't put that in the group?
The group comes before everything.
Oh, it definitely didn't come before that. So sorry. Definitely love you guys so much. I really mean it. Like, love being with you guys.
Yeah, that's the first. That's the first I'm hearing of that.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
But you know what? Matter of fact, what I will do is I will go back and look for it and I will send it to you guys, okay?
Yeah, because first of all, if you're doing Judge something that's Queen, so important, why
or
are you
is it just get your info?
On social media,
is
anyway?
This Judge Queen or are we getting info? Okay,
is that judging? I'm asking.
You are very inquisitive. I heard that is the next one, and if it is, I just hope y'all are prepared for
on
everything
Thursday,
I'm coming
though?
For.
Like, come on, no, don't do that to us.
It may not be Thanksgiving. It may. I don't know. I'm just letting you guys know that. Be ready for me during that podcast.
About that, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that that matchup.
What?
Well, we'll talk. We can talk. I want to do next thing. I want to do a season two versus and
boo.
And just kind of talk about some of the rumored stuff.
I'm just saying, if we can get Jeezy and Gucci in the same room, we can get 50 and Ja Rule in the same room.
Oh, nah,
that's
not happening.
That's a different level.
That's not happening.
No. It's the same level, but nah. It's just a different level. It's more personal.
What?
Yeah, I don't think Gucci and Jeezy ever really had nothing personal against each other. Before the kill.
I mean, that situation is not very, it's not very different. In all honesty, like
it's really not very different at all.
It is very, very similar.
He's
a different dude.
He's a whole different kind of dude.
I'm so happy that you guys got to enter the world.
So. All right, guys. So, we can talk about some of these. Unless it's announced by the next time we record, we can definitely talk about some of these rumored verses and just talk about what we want to see for season two and verses. So let's go around, ladies first. Let's tell them where they can find you at. Plug your event again, and then we'll go in order of attendance.
On December 12th at Club Dior, there will be a lovely So Icy party hosted by Lillian Barfield. It's her birthday. Come dress your best and as icy as possible. And come see your favorite bottle girl, King Quee. And you can follow me on Instagram and Snapchat at King_Quee.
And this is your boy, Scotty LaCura, New York City native, Wilmington, North Carolina resident. And you can catch me at a bar downtown, man. I ain't got nothing else to do, man, besides go to work and do this.
Downtown, because I don't think most of
Wilmington, North Carolina resident.
Are native to where you are.
So you can catch me anywhere downtown Wilmington. I mean, I run the gamut. I go everywhere. I'm a bartender, so I try to support other bartenders too.
Oh, hope you support Bottle Girls on December 12th.
I absolutely can.
Come see me.
It's your boy, Mr. Evo, a.k.a. the Fluffy Fellow. All of your podcasting platforms on as the Fluffy Fellow. Also, Unapologetically Dope. End of this year, you'll catch me. You can catch me on the King Network, powered by Roku TV. And other than that, you can catch me on Facebook, Instagram, Mr_Evo84. Check out a lot of my my plus size male model photos. We're trying to go nationwide right now.
The inquisitive host, Louis Bam.
The host with the most.
Let me do that again. I'm your host, Louis T, the Inquisitive Mind of Louis T. You can follow us on the Versus_podcast on Instagram. You can also check out my YouTube channel, the IMOLT podcast, where I do red couch interviews and a bunch of other content. And we roughly every Tuesday we trying to drop new episodes. I don't know if we'll be dropping one this Tuesday because we're doing this one whenever you're listening to it. But just make sure you follow us on all streaming platforms, the Versus Podcast. And like I said, follow us on Instagram, Versus Podcast. And I just want to thank all my guests for helping me break down the Gucci Man
versus Jeezy.
Like, you almost want to sing that song when you talk about it. Like, you know.
I can.
It was.
I can't believe he had that song in the one for Versus. But thank y'all.
Yes, I did know that.
Did you know that was not a that wasn't a new song?
No, I knew. I heard it before.
Wow, surprising!
I thought it was a new song.
Wow! Wow!
Have you guys been enjoying my snaps?
She's trying to put you in a box.
My Snapchat the last time.
So. All right, y'all. And with that, we are going to sign out. Make sure you stay tuned. Look for our Versus Season 2 preview or whatever we want to call it.
Bye.
And later.